Spring is a time of rebirth and restoration. The old has passed and the new has come. And this pattern repeats every year. And thankfully, our sexual self goes through similar seasons of renewal as well. For many, we look back and cringe at the early days of our budding sexuality. Perhaps guilt and shame were introduced early. Or maybe we just laugh in embarrassment of how naive we really were. Either way, in time, sin likely entered the picture as we tried to make sense of everything, often with little direct guidance. For some, this was wasting their sexual energy in selfish and immature pursuits that eventually led to many heartaches and much regret. While for others, it was living in fear and coming to reject the very goodness of their sexuality. But in Christ, we no longer have to live in the shame, regret, or fear of our sexual past. We repent, recleanse, and remain new. And this is not the end of our sexual renewal. We continue to grow and mature, deepen, and discover more of the fullness God has for us for the rest of our lives. And this is less about the particulars in the bedroom and more about who we are and who we're becoming. The more we grow in heart and soul, the more our sexual self is renewed and grows as well. We're no longer the man we used to be. And this brings a freshness to our sexual dance. In fact, there's often a bit of awkwardness as we have to relearn how to show up. But like a virgin, we get to experience fresh and uncharted encounters in each new season. We miss much of the joys of this renewal when we don't have the eyes to see. And we stay in a barren winter rather than opening to a new spring. Stay open to the regular renewal of your sexual self. God is not through with you yet, and there are many new joys still to discover.